Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? It's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, and I, hold on just one second, multitasking, chat room, studio. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today's show is going to be very, very enlightening. Today's show is going to be about consciousness and the levels of consciousness and how consciousness and self-awareness will determine, without a doubt, the level of happiness you will experience in your life in every single moment. But before we get to today's topic, I would like to share with my new listeners, because I've got tons of new listeners, you can find me on my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, N-O-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N.com. My latest book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is out now. It's $19.95, free shipping in the USA. Just go to my website, order my book. Follow me on Twitter at R-L Norrington, and Reality Spirituality has its own Facebook page. So go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. Phew. Oh, you can email me if you'd like any. I do offer private sessions via Skype, video Skype, or via phone. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And the first 30 minutes, just to determine whether you think that we are a fit, because everybody doesn't fit with everyone, so you get 30 minutes free. Woof. What is the show about? Reality Spirituality is a show that I visualize. In fact, I'm going on 3 years in August, about how to create. And yes, we do have control over what we create in our life. And when I say create, I mean create our environment, create our personal environment. I'm not one of those people that believe that I can create, and I'm going to speak for myself, that I can create my future, that I can create things in my life, that I can visualize, and I want a house on the hill overlooking the ocean in the forest, in the middle of the forest. I'm not one that falls into that visualize and it will be actualized. I used to believe that. But where I am right now is this, for me, this life, what I experience has already been predetermined. Has already been predetermined by who, by what entity? Quite frankly, before I decided to come back and experience this life in this physical form, I, along with the universe, because it's the same. We are the same. We are the universe right now in physical form. I wanted to experience exactly what I'm experiencing. I wanted to experience every single thing that has already happened to me. And I used to label some of the things that happened, quote unquote, happened to me, air quotes now, as good or bad, or wanting it or not wanting. And what I've discovered is, especially lately, is that my life, everything, from every thought to every circumstance, to everything that happens, is planned. Why? For me to grow and evolve. My whole purpose on this planet is to grow, evolve, and be happy about it, be joyful about it, be grateful for everything that happens. Is it easy to do? Hell no. But that is what I have determined, along with the universe guiding me and showing me and sharing with me the ultimate wisdom. This show is not a religion. It's a guideline to living connected to the universe. Now, we all are connected to the universe. However, and I use the term universe. Some people use the term God. Some people say source energy. Some people say higher power, spirit. It doesn't matter the term. You use whatever term feels comfortable with you. And in fact, this show, when I use the word happy, I'm not talking about something that you experience. Your son calls you on Mother's Day or sends you a card or whatever it is. You win the lottery and now you're happy. I'm talking about this discovery, this feeling from within, the core of who I am, this energy source, my soul, if you will, my spirit, all of that stuff inside that quite frankly cannot be measured or explained, is always at peace. And that peace that comes from within exudes from outside, exudes externally. In other words, this peace that I'm feeling, this peace that I experience when I know who I am, when I know without a doubt, when I trust and I surrender and I connect and I am one and I align with the universe, there is only one feeling. And that feeling is the ultimate peace, the ultimate happiness, universal happiness, where regardless of what is going on, regardless of how annoying people can be, regardless of how many times I need to explain something to my mommy, regardless of how many incidents or how many people that come into my life in and out, or how many circumstances, financial, relationship, regardless of how many things I experience, I am going to be able in every moment to be at peace with it. Now, what does that mean really? Well, for me, that means that I'm not going to experience any type of annoyance. I'm not going to experience irritation. I'm not going to experience anger. I'm not going to experience frustration or sadness. Is it possible? I believe so. Now, experiencing anger or sadness or resentment or irritation or annoyance is part of the human journey. But quite frankly, for me, I've experienced all those emotions countless amounts of time. And those emotions and those feelings don't serve me anymore. It's kind of like putting on a shoe that's three sizes too small. So it doesn't feel comfortable anymore. Those emotions don't feel comfortable. Now, if I experience those emotions, which I do, it's like something's wrong. It doesn't fit. So my individual goal, intentions in every single moment, and I ask the universe every day for this, is just bring me closer to a universal state of mind. Bring me closer to feeling, being, speaking, having the perspective, choosing to feel exactly the way the universe feels. And that is peace at all times. Peace and happiness at all times. Can you think of a moment in your life? Can you think of a moment, maybe recently? Welcome, guest number 185. Can you think of a moment recently where you weren't too happy about, where you struggled, or where you felt disconnected? In other words, you felt the opposite of happiness and peace. Can you think of a moment like that? Maybe one or two? Every single time I have or experience those type of moments, and believe me, they're getting less and less and less. And if I do experience those moments, because I still am a work in progress just like everybody else, when I do experience those moments, sitting in those moments and stewing in those moments, the time has become less and less and less. It's called experiencing it quickly, recovering quickly, moving on quickly. It's being in those moments and snapping your finger and then you're out. You're basically in the present moment really quickly. That state for me is heaven. I am just like you. I'm not in some retreat, or I'm not up on some mountaintop. No, I'm in this life day in, day out, meeting people that I know, I don't know, teaching classes, going to work, riding the bus, going to doctor's appointments. I'm just visiting mommy. I'm just like you. That's what this show is about, real life experiences. And I pride myself in figuring out how to remain connected, how to be in the moment, and how to live in this moment, live in the moments when I'm not necessarily okay with what's going on. But when I look at the bigger picture, which is the universe, it's all planned out. I don't have control over what happens. I have control over my perspective of what happens, meaning this is a good thing or this is a bad thing. Remember, if you're a student of reality spirituality, labeling anything good or bad automatically subtracts from your happiness. So that's number one. We have to get rid of all the labels. There's no labels, good, bad, accepting. No. Every moment that I experience is just that. A moment without any judgments and without any labels. Today's show is going to be about, and it's going to be me and you. Oh, and you're welcome to call in with your questions. You can call in at area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. And this show is going to be a two-parter, believe it or not. Two parts. Welcome, SS Jones 12. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. And the topic today is, along with you calling in, feel free to call in with your personal questions or your personal issues. If you have a decision to make, if you want clarity about a relationship, if you need guidance on with your life's journey, if you're satisfied with your life, whatever your question is, you can call in. I love it when people call in. And call in and then ask me questions. I mean, that's where I really feel like I'm at my best service to the audience. Where the hell was I? Oh, so you can call in at area code 646-564-9619. And today's topic is levels of consciousness. Your level of consciousness will determine, without a doubt, your level of happiness in every single moment that you experience. Let me say that again. Your level of consciousness will determine in every moment how happy you, how much happiness you're going to experience in every moment. Now, what the hell does that mean? Because we're all conscious at one time or another. Consciousness is who I am. Consciousness is who you are. You know, I have this identity. I have a name. I have a birth date. I can look in the mirror. I can see how I look. I know I'm a female. All of these, this identity. But in reality, it's not really who I am. I am consciousness in a physical form. All of us, we're all consciousness in a physical form. And so when you know and really live that in every moment, how can you not be at peace? When you know you are the universe, how can you not be at peace? Now, the rub comes in. The rub comes in when I forget, or we forget, or I don't practice. And let me say, because if you've listened to me, and there's been tons of people who have, they know that the two things that I prioritize, number one, I want to live to my potential. Oh, and I just got an awakening on that 2 days ago, which, oh my God, it makes me scratch my head. It's so annoying. This universe throws so many tests at me. And every time I get, and this is part of the topic of consciousness, every time I get to a certain level, I say level, and it's like climbing stairs. Every time I climb one set of stairs, or I make one step up, and I make one step up, and I'm like, wow, okay, I can look at the world, I can look at this planet, I can look at my circumstances differently because I'm on a different level, I'm on a different stair. And as soon as I get to that stair where I can look at the world differently than how I looked at it last week or how I looked at it last month, every time I get to a higher step, and I'm okay, universe, I get this, I get what's going on, I got this lesson. Guess what happens? These mother blankers. And yes, I sometimes toss and turn with the universe. I'm not taking all of this lying down. Believe me, I go kicking and screaming. I go kicking and fighting and struggling. I don't say, oh, really, universe? I have to evolve into this type of person? Oh, okay. No, I'm still at the point where I don't like my assignments. And the universe gave me a new assignment this week. And I really, really, really didn't like it. Or let's say this, my ego didn't like it. But all it is getting on to a higher step. And when you get to, when you start stepping in, when you start on that journey of you get one step up higher, one step higher, one step higher, you start feeling more like who you really are. You start feeling trusting more of who you really are. You're not your name. You're not your gender. You're not your bank account. You're not your title. You're not a mother, father, daughter. You're none of those. You are consciousness. You are an energy, an entity that is beyond words. It's only when I get tripped up into this man-made terms and buy into it, like this is who I really, okay, I'm Rebecca Lynn Norrington, I live here and I have this much in my bank account and I have the circumstances with my mother back and forth and I have people in my life that are testing me. No. It's only when I get caught up in thinking small or thinking inside this small little container, this man-made, what man can think of, is where I get stuck. Levels of consciousness. You cannot get to a higher level of consciousness without self-awareness. Self-awareness, and hi there, Robert. Welcome to the show. Byteradio.me. Self-awareness is the key. Is the key to getting to a higher level of consciousness. Now, what does that mean? I have to say that my life now, I was on another radio show a couple of days ago. It was a spiritual show, and it was talking about being in a rut. Your life and how you can get in a rut, whether you're in a behavioral rut, doing the same thing, spiritual rut, whatever, being in a rut. And I had a real problem with that because, quite frankly, I don't believe that concept or that term of being in a rut is real. I think that's a man-made term. I think that's an illusion. I'm in a rut. How can you be the universe? How can you be consciousness and feel like you're in a rut? Now, I can definitely relate to that terminology years ago. Where, and in fact, this is what I used to say. I'm bored. I definitely remember being upset or not at peace because I felt like I was bored. But the higher level of consciousness that you get and the higher level of awareness, it's impossible to be bored and it's impossible to be in a rut. I gave the example when I was on the radio show, when I actually called in to the radio show because it was a good friend of mine. And I called in, of course the topic was how to get out of a spiritual rut. And I called in with there's no such thing. I don't think there's any such thing as a rut. It's impossible. And it's impossible for me because when I live in this state of self-awareness, when I live in this state of being conscious in every moment, and what does that really mean, being conscious in every moment? It really means just living in the present moment. Anytime I go into the past or anytime I go into the future, for me, I'm going to have anxiety. The past or the future. I mean, unless I'm thinking about something in the past where I was just totally connected to the universe and it was a grand, grand memory. But if I'm thinking about what just happened and maybe I didn't really sit, it didn't sit well with me the moment. Levels of consciousness, it's like climbing the stairs. So the higher you climb, the more you're going to experience at a higher level. Let me give you an example. You all know my stories about my mommy. Well, this week I went to visit my mom. And listen to this. I figured out after years and years and years, how old am I, 50, whatever I am, I figured out that the trips to grandma's house, the trips to my mother's house, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, oh, hell no. It's not workable. It doesn't serve me. It's not good for my it doesn't work with me anymore. You know what I do now, audience? You know what I do? I fly in on the earliest flight. I arrive before 7 in the morning, and I leave the same day on the latest flight, which is 10:15 at night. So that requires me to be conscious in every single moment, to live in the moment. And it actually, well, every moment of my life requires me to be conscious, but this really hones my skills because I'm there early and all the way to the evening. And let me tell you, as soon as I walk in that door, it's constant stimulus. It's constant talking. It's constant television is on loud. It's constant. There's no quiet. There is absolutely no place I can go in that house and be quiet unless I lock myself in a room and turn off the light and, you know, feign a headache. But no. I'm in it for the lessons. And even in this, listen, I pride myself in living in the moment and being conscious and being able to be connected to the universe. And my biggest person that tests me is my mother. And I love that because she's the only one that can. No one can offend me. No one can hurt my feelings. No one can move me. No one can cancel an event. No one can do anything to me anymore. No one. I don't care how big it is. Say I'm booked for this speech, and there's going to be 20,000 people, and I'm speaking. I'm the keynote speaker, and I plan a speech, and then 1 hour before it gets canceled. That's nothing. Who cares? I've really mastered this expectations, attachments. Well, I say mastered. I really, you know, mastered. But I'm really living it. No expectations, no attachments, because I know that everything that happens is for my betterment. Everything. And every cancellation and everything that happens. But let me tell you, audience, let me tell you, that mommy, woo-wee, the universe saved the best one, saved the best test for me, because I am constantly being asked questions, constantly being tested, constantly being stimulated, and my response is always yes. Yes, mom. Yes. Okay. Yes. You're right. Mm-hmm. It's a agreeing. It's a flowing. It's non-resisting. It's basically walking what I talk. And let me tell you, I got to the last 2 hours of the trip. I was leaving in an hour and a half when I broke. Now, when I say when I broke, let me tell you how I broke. Let me tell you the story. Jesus Christ. Well, this woman's good. She's good. But I created her. I created her so I could get to a higher level of consciousness. I mean, come on. Shouldn't I be grateful for her questions? One of my pet peeves, Jesus, is people asking me, air quotes here, stupid questions. People asking me obvious stupid questions. Now, I don't know any of you who have parents, but my mother, you know, she talks to me like I'm 10 years old, like I, and that, this is my description, like I can't think, like I don't have any, like I don't have any a brain in my head, even to the point of this one. This is one of her. I was going to, I was driving to the post office, dropping off her mail. And I said, I'm going to take the water up, take a bottle of water. Oh, my God, it's over 100. It's 112 degrees in Las Vegas. And I was going to take a bottle of water with me. I always have to stay hydrated. So I had the bottle of water in my hand, and I was actually sipping the bottle of water. And I had the top of the bottle of water in my right hand, and I had the bottle of water in my left hand. So I was taking a little sip of water, and I was saying, I said, okay, Mom, I'm going to go to the post office. I'll be back in, you know, in 5 minutes. Everything's really close in her neighborhood. I have a bottle of water, and it's like, she calls me Becky. She says, Becky, make sure you take the top of the bottle of water with you. Do you remember where you put the top of the, only because you didn't see the top in my hand. Now, like I said, you know, we're all as different as our fingerprints, but come on now. Here's a woman who, I can't put everything on blast. I can't put her shit on blast. I can't put all of her shit on blast. But the reason why I'm going practically every month now is to help her out with things that she does not want to do. In other words, she's gotten to a point where she's slowing everything down. She's slowing it all down, and things that are really important to do, banking things, financial things, she's just not doing them. But she can tell me to put a top on a water bottle. And let me say this. It's not what she said. It really has nothing, this comes to self-awareness. It really has nothing to do with what she says to me or how she treats me. Absolutely not. I can't put my finger and point at my mother and blame her for any way I feel. I mean, I used to. Are you kidding? She got all the fault. But the only reason why I'm bothered, the only reason why something inside stirs, the only reason why I feel like I'm about to fall off the fence with this woman is because my level of consciousness is down maybe a couple of steps. Maybe I'm a little, maybe, you know, I can blame being, I can't even blame being tired. I can't even blame that I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning to drive to the airport to get on the first flight. I can't blame any of that on her or even my lack of sleep. It's all about developing this new skill of remaining conscious throughout every moment. Remaining conscious and remaining present and knowing that this woman is doing the best that she can. And quite frankly, every person that we encounter is doing the best that they know how. They're at their best. And who the hell am I to judge or to look at them and have an opinion about where they are? Who am I? And quite frankly, when I used to think like that, come on, there's something, there's definitely something wrong with her. There's something wrong with, you know, these people that annoy me. There's nothing wrong with anyone. There's no such thing as something being wrong with anyone. Because the minute I point my finger and find something wrong with someone else, I don't care if they're a racist. I don't care whatever a political party. I don't care how they're thinking. I don't care what they're doing. When I find something wrong, quote unquote, wrong with anyone else, then I'm finding something wrong with this universe. I'm finding something wrong with the way the universe has set this plan up. I'm here in this particular time and place to experience this life and to experience all of it and look at all of it and say it's all good. You know, there's a very famous story in the Bible, the creation of this earth, the creation of planet. You know, it's a story. So I'm talking about it as a story. And God created heaven and earth, and it was good. And God created the seas and the land, and it was good. And the animals, and it was good. And man, and it was all good. Yes, everything that is going on in this world, in my humble opinion, is all good. I didn't believe it before. I struggled with it. How can everything be good? How can children being tortured, how can children, women being raped, how can that be good? How can it be good? Well, when I get to another level of consciousness and I see and I look at this world and this creation and everything in it the same way the universe looks at it, when I become the universe and I become who I really am, which is the universe, universal consciousness, how can I look at anything and find something wrong with it? It's not easy for me. But every single day, every single moment, knowing that everything that I experience and everything I see, even if I don't understand it, even if I can't understand how somebody being tortured is good, how can I can't comprehend that now. Maybe in my future moments I'll be able to. But I definitely know and trust that it is, because I don't know how the universe, I can't wrap my little pea brain about this bigger plan that the universe has. I mean, there was a time when this planet it was created. There were certain types of animals here. I forget what they're called, these really prehistorical sea animals. And then they're all extinct. And there was a time with the dinosaurs, and then they're all extinct. And the earth formed, and ice, and all of it's good. Now, those animals that were living on the planet got totally wiped out. I don't think they, who knows? And now I'm really getting off in a tangent. But that's one of the hardest for me, looking at, experiencing everything. And I'm telling you, this is coming from a person who, believe me, had so many judgments about everything. Hey, hi, Kiwi 2011. Had so many judgments and opinions about everything that's going on. Call in with your question if you have a question live, what's going on in your life. Area code 646-564-9619. Call in, area code 646-564-9619. So the universe gave me another assignment. This week. It's like I never have anything. Wondering what triggered Rebecca today to have this chat. Ooh, good question. Well, I'll tell you exactly what triggered it. Exactly. Because, you know, don't tell anybody, but this show is really all about me and my growth. And what I experience, I have to share with y'all. So consciousness. I used to think, before this trip, I used to think before this trip with my mother, which just happened on Tuesday, and I've said it on the air, okay, my thoughts, not who I am. I don't have control over my thoughts. My thoughts are just my, my thoughts. Okay, hold on. Yes. Didn't you have the APT appointment questions here? Okay. This is, I can't read and talk at the same time. I can do a lot of other things, but read and talk is not good. Okay, so let me share a couple of stories that brought me to this point about consciousness today. And, of course, they all happened on Tuesday with my mommy. I have in my head, like I said, she is my biggest teacher. She is the person that's going to get me to a higher level of consciousness. She is the only person that, quote, can challenge me and can get me to a place where I, want to run out of the house. let me explain a story. This is a true story that happened on Tuesday. When my mother disinherited me, and you all know the story, when my mother disinherited me, well, there were two people that she left everything to. And one of them was not my son. It was her two nephews. And they were actually the only nephews that she has left that are close to her. And these two nephews, basically banded around my mother and rightly so wanted to protect her because I was, this person who cut up all her credit cards and blah, 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 blah. So these two nephews, now that I'm visiting my mother starting last year, first time I've seen her in 5 years, and I constantly visit her and I'm on the phone with her every single day. Quite frankly, I'm all that she has, and I will be there in an instant, even though I'm quote-unquote still disinherited, okay? Now, these two nephews still, to this day, even though I've reached out, I've said, tried to talk, I've been at her home when they've called, and I said, let me talk to them. Even though they don't speak to me, I've always asked to speak to them. When she goes to visit them for Thanksgiving, I call and I say, I'm talking to her on the phone, I say, let me speak to nephew number one. Let me speak to nephew number one's wife. And you know what I get? I get a, nope, not speaking to her. Nope, not talking to her. Nope. So they are in this place where they don't speak to me. But I've tried to extend, mom, when you talk to them, let them know I love them. What if they ever need me, I'm here, that whole thing. And I'm very sincere. But still, even with the, it's actually been almost 2 years now of extending my hand to people who, for people who do not speak to me. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but do you keep trying and trying and trying to speak to someone who doesn't want to have anything to do with you? I mean, has anybody done that before? I did the same thing when I was having issues with my son's father. And that was probably, 5, 6, 7 years. Yeah, it was 5 or 6, 7 years where he was angry. I was angry, went to court, and the court, found in my favor, and I still tried to extend the olive branch. Listen, we're still parents. I mean, for probably 5 or 6 years. And finally, I know I got off the point, but finally in 2008, after 5 or 6 years of my ex-husband not speaking to me, he came to pick my son up, and I went outside, and I said, please, please, please talk to me, isn't it enough? Let's forget it. Let's move on. And finally, because he's really a good guy with a great heart, And finally, now we're best of friends again. And if it wasn't for that coming together, because that was in 2008, the same year my father died, he would never have even been to my father's funeral. So on the day that my father died, I had my ex-husband there. I had not his family. His family still doesn't speak to me. In fact, listen to this one. In fact, and I'm really getting off on a tangent. In fact, I wasn't able to go to my father-in-law's funeral last year because some of my ex-husband's family doesn't speak to me. But this is the thing. They're all welcome in my house. Anyone is welcome in my house. I don't care how you feel about me. I don't have those same feelings about you. I can't. I couldn't sleep at night having bad feelings about somebody else, regardless of what they've done to me, regardless of what they've said to me, regardless of the situation. I don't feel comfortable. That might sound crazy, but that's my life right now. And believe me, listen to this. I came from a place where I want to use the F word. I can use the F word. It's my show. You fucked with me? Oh, hell no. You are going to be, you're dead to me. You are, and in fact, if I could do anything, I would hold grudges for years. I was a champion grudge holder. Don't think you can hold a grudge. I can hold a grudge for decades. Not only hold a grudge, can it really would want somebody to get, what do they call, payback, revenge. Oh, please. I used to live for that. Definitely live. And now, anyone that has an issue with me, I swear I could go to anyone right to their face, open my arms up, and just, hey, all I want to do is hug you. What was my point? Okay, my point. Oh, I was telling a story about my mother. So this is what happened. So I'm telling you about these nephews who basically don't speak with me, and coincidentally, there are no coincidences. On that Tuesday this week, one of them called. Now I was there, and this is what my mother did. She picked up the phone because she knows that her nephew doesn't speak to me. And I've even told her, I said, Mom, let them know. I want all of the stuff. It's in the past. Be a family. I'm there for them if they need anything. On and on and on and on and on. And she has actually relayed that message to them. But some people, when they want to hold grudges, they want to hold grudges. They if somebody doesn't want to speak to me, then I can't make them speak to me. So when this nephew called on Tuesday, my mother does this, oh, hi, and she gets on the phone and she walks out of the room. Now, she walks out of the room for whatever reason. I have no idea. And she's on the phone for probably 20 minutes or so. She comes back. And then she wants to tell me everything that she talked about with this nephew. And I have to say, I have a problem with that. RLN, just being honest, why the hell am I listening to a story about a nephew who doesn't speak to me, who won't speak to me? I mean, I can be loving and I can be accepting and I can have my arms out and I can be forgiving, but why the hell do I have to listen to a story? Especially when you walked out of the room, especially when you come and you know that this person and his wife won't speak to me. I actually called on Christmas. Hi, can you, Merry Christmas, you want to, no. On the holiest of holidays. why would I want to listen to a story about this person? Why? This is my issue. So she comes back with this, oh, you know what's happening in nephew's life, and blah, blah, and she begins to talk about the conversation, about a person, to talk to me about a person that won't speak to me. Now, listen, if my mother had any sense, I'm just making a joke. She has all the sense, because this is a universal setup. So I'm sitting there for about 30 seconds, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't have to listen to this. I don't have to listen to a person that doesn't think good of me or well for me and doesn't wish me well, and I don't have to listen to a story about them. Do I? Do I, universe? You got to be kidding me. So right in mid story, my mother, she's still talking. I get up and I walk out of the room. I don't want to hear a story about this one. I just get up and I walk out of the room. And yeah, and she sees me walk out of the room, in case you weren't wondering. And I go in my room and I'm sitting there and I'm doing some breathing. But I'm really annoyed because how could she not be so self-aware that she's telling me a story about someone who wouldn't even get on the phone with me? Why would I even want to hear that? And it's not about my mother. It's not about the person who won't talk to me. It's about how much, how connected, how conscious can I be? Why am I listening to these words and thinking this story? Why am I listening to these words and thinking that, to this story? I don't even know what that means. Dilligaff attitude. What is that? Sometimes the Dilligaff. That you probably wrote that so you want me to ask what it is. What does that mean, Kiwi? So I walk out, and immediately I'm sitting there. I don't have to listen to that story. Well, me walking out, in my humble opinion, was resisting in the moment. Call in with your question. If you want to ask me a question live, you can ask. It's area code 646-564. We have a few people in the queue, but I don't know if you really want to ask me a question or you just want to listen in. Area code 646-564-9619. Oh, you do. Oh, hello. You are live on Reality Spirituality, area code 856. Welcome. Hi, what's your first name?
Hi, it's Laura.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
Good. What's going on with you, sweetie pie?
Well, I was wondering, I'm on a contract supposed to end in December. There's a house that I would like to buy in the southeast. But I'd like to know if there's going to be a gap in employment or if you see me jumping onto another contract immediately so that I can purchase the home. Or should I hold on?
Now, you've called in before, correct?
Yeah.
And what do I tell you when you ask me about giving you information about the future?
I don't know.
I love you so much. I love you so much. But let me answer your question. And this is how I do it now. This is how I do it. Everything that I do really is based on inspiration now. It's not based on analytically thinking anything out. It's not based on calculating anything. I've calculated and I've tried to figure things out for over 50 years. And I've stopped. Why? Because the universe is in charge of how. The universe is in charge of how. And that's with everyone, in my humble opinion, including you. So nothing that's going to happen There is nothing that's going to happen to you, absolutely nothing, that isn't supposed to happen. Whether you have a job or whether you don't have a job, whether you get a job or whether you don't get a job, whether you get the house or whether you don't get the house, nothing is going to happen unless the universe has already planned it. So your job, my dear Laura, your job is to just flow with all of it and surrender to this, you know, sometimes it's God's will, your will, whatever your will, whatever the universe's will is what's going to happen. And my suggestion to you is to say more of that. Whatever happens, universe, whatever happens, I know it's going to be for my betterment. Whatever happened, it's going to be for my highest good. Whatever happens to me, whatever circumstance I find myself in, I trust and know that I will be taken care of. Can you say that?
I don't think I could do that with a house. If I purchase a home and turn around and lose it because I'm out of work, that wouldn't fly for me. I can't do that.
Okay, so you know what? Okay, first of all, thank you for your honesty. And let me tell you a story, and this is a true story. And anytime you say that you can't do it, one of the things is you're being very honest. And I love that. If one of the things that I do, and I'm compatible with everybody who is honest, period. I don't care what they're honest about, but everybody who's honest, I'm right there with you. That's it, honesty. I love that you said that. There was my soulmate 2 years ago. 2 years ago, has a family and a daughter. I'm actually the godmother to his little girl, who's not little anymore. She's 15. But he's my spiritual soulmate on this planet, growing together. And he has a job with six figures, and his wife has a job. And they've had two homes, and the second home that he had, they financed it, and they had one of those variable rates, you know, those rates that with the interest it goes up and goes up and goes up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had a home. Their second home was with this variable rate. And even though he was making six figures and his wife was working, they lost their home to the bank.
Wow.
Now this guy, and they lost their home to the bank, and this is California. So, you know, a lot of people were losing their homes in California, okay? And actually through the country, but especially, well, I only know California. And he, listen, pride. How can you lose a home when you're making six figures? And he did. And he went through all of this angst and all of this, like you said, can't do it, and all of this not wanting it and resisting it. And where he landed is right now in an apartment with the kitchen the size of a closet, with two bedrooms. He had to move from one community to another, from Inglewood to Gardein, if you know LA. And believe me, it was a lot of back and forth and back and forth, but finally, if you talk to him today, he would tell you that it was one of the best experiences that he's ever had as far as growing. Now, you either want to grow, you either want to have all the experiences, or you don't. And he tells me, number one, this new community, Gardena, is culturally, there's more different types of people. In other words, from Asians to Hispanics to Blacks to whites, it's like a melting pot of everybody, which he didn't have in Inglewood. Inglewood was predominantly Black. And he loves the different cultures. He's safer where he is. He would not move from his community, and he has the ability to. So it all depends on your perspective and whether you choose to have a perspective that you're that's going to feel that, that you're not going to like, or you choose a perspective that is going to be, okay, universe, is this, if this is your plan, I'm okay with whatever cards you deal to me. He actually lost his home, I mean, after how many years? Probably 7 years of being there. And he's happier now than he had than he was when he had his house.
Well, it's just me, so I can't take a chance. I'm too afraid.
Well,
can't do it.
Well, let me say this. It's not that you're afraid. I don't believe you. I don't believe that you're afraid. What I do feel from you is that you just don't trust.
Yeah, that would be true.
Yeah. Cuz you're not afraid, honey. You have too much. I don't feel any fear from you at all. I don't feel any fear from you. But not trusting, what happens when we don't trust, it's like the one of the stories I like to say is, you know, the universe is, you're jumping off the highest mountain. You're just jumping off the highest mountain, and you know that the universe is going to catch you, is not going to let you fall. So it's really about trust. It's really not about the job. It's really not about the house. It's really about the universe wanting my dear Laura to have more trust. And you know what? They put these things in front of us because they know what's important to you. And what's important to you is this quote-unquote security that you think that you need. And you do need, because if you think you need it, then you need it. But it's really about this trust issue. And that's all they're telling you, is just trust us. That's all it is. The universe is just saying, Laura, 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 trust us, trust us, trust us. And you're saying, nope, nope, not ready, nope, nope, not ready, nope, nope, not going to do it. And that's okay too. But know that your issue is trust.
Okay. Thanks, Rebecca.
You're welcome, my dear Laura. And I love when you call. I love when you call. And just know that. And just sit with that, honey. Just sit with that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Oh, what a great, great, great show. Look, we're at the end of the hour. Okay. So we're coming back tomorrow live. Tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Reality Spirituality is going to be live. Again, we're going to go back to this level of consciousness, and whether or not we are even open to more levels of consciousness. And even just like our wonderful caller, Laura, there is a place. The more consciousness you have, the more you are going to trust. Trust is really, really important if you really want to be able to flow through this life. Trust. Oof. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. You can find me on which is heard every Saturday and Sunday, a.m. You can find me if you want any of my coaching programs at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one. You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Yeah, it's time to get that.